opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Ben, to your left.
Yeah.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
Did you like that one?
It was clever.
As a Matt LaFleur special.
Was that the start of your job interview here, or were you just showing off?
I don't know about that.
Did you think about that at all, coaching that game here, when the job was open at the time, that this was a chance for you to make a big impression?
I think every day in the NFL is a chance to make an impression. We are very blessed to have these jobs as coaches and as players. It's not something that I take lightly. And I think we have an obligation to each other and to the game to max ourselves out each and every day.
That was Bears head coach talking to Jason Leisure, who is sitting in for Spieg. Spieg's got a couple of days off. He will be back on Wednesday. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got Paul McCartney tickets that we're going to give out. We've got a pool party that we are going to give tickets out to with Ozzie Guillen before the day is done. What? What's wrong?
I think you can just go to that, right?
Oh, I thought we were giving away stuff. Hold on.
We're just letting the folks know.
Because we've got our friends, Layla and Ozzie.
Oh, you can go see
them.
They don't have to win tickets?
No. Yeah. You should be lined up right now if you have to wait for us to give you some.
You do have to get tickets from me for the unofficial, unauthorized pool party at Chuck Swirsky's house tonight.
I agree. Yeah, you're right, guys. That's my bad. Just go to Four Winds Casino out in New Buffalo. It's pretty easy. It's Michigan exit number one. It honestly, from Hyde Park, take you less than an hour to get there. So you can just go and you can hang out with Ozzie and hang out with Layla and you'll have a good time. That's on Thursday. So there, you don't even need tickets, but you do need tickets to see Paul McCartney. He's not just going to be wherever.
Just first come, first serve, general admission.
Yeah, you're going to need all the tickets and the IDs to go see Sir Paul McCartney. There's no doubt about that. So listen. Again, I don't work for Netflix. I enjoy the quarterback documentary series. They did wide receiver 1 year. Obviously, it is cleaned up a bit because it is Peyton Manning and now Patrick Mahomes is one of the executive producers of Quarterback, and he was featured on the first season of Quarterback. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Joe Burrow are the three quarterbacks. Now, I'm going to watch this thing anyway because it's football in a part of the year where there's no football. right? So I like to do that, whether it's reading about football or watching football stuff. I like to do it. But this year, I thought it was more important than ever, because if you're a Bears fan, you can kind of get to know Ben Johnson through Jared Goff. That's what I thought was, I was watching for that. And then along the way, I found out that I love Joe Burrow and I kind of like Kirk Cousins. Even, and they go through like him getting benched and why he got benched. And you even get to see Joe Burrow reacting to being robbed after playing on Monday Night Football on the road. So there's some really good stuff in there, but the football stuff, for anyone who's interested in the Bears and how this might look, I found fascinating. The piece that Tanny played coming back into the segment was you talking about the stumble bum play. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I thought was interesting. They kind of glossed over the end of the Thanksgiving game. Because if you remember...
Oh, on Netflix, you mean?
Yeah, that was, they made it seem as if that game was not as close as it actually was in the second half of that game. And I was like, oh, that's disappointing. I would have loved to have known like the Dan Campbell, because Dan Campbell is inside the documentary. Ben Johnson is mic'd up for a couple of segments too. I would have would love to know what they thought about that instance. But they did spend time on the next game that the Bears and the Lions played. They did spend some time talking about the stumble bum. So listen to this, and this might fry your circuits as a Bears fan while you listen to this. And we get to compare notes with what Jason Leisure knows about this. This is how the play came to be versus the Bears.
You're not supposed to be able to throw the ball this well in the cold.
Dude, I'm good.
Yeah, but that's what they used to say about me. That's what they say.
Yeah. Not anymore.
We were up 20 to nothing, feeling really good, and had some more tricks up our sleeve.
Ben Johnson always has something up his sleeve.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we got four downs all the way through.
Okay, let's go.
We're 1-for-3 in the red zone. We got...
Yeah, let's do it.
The Bears' defense has been playing really good in the red zone, keeping the Bears' chances alive to win this game.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Hey, this might hit in the back of the end zone here, okay? This is a stumble bum. Hey, Dan, the Trey Wright classy. Stumble bum kills Shelby. Turbo. Set! 180, 180, 180, 180. We're good. Turbo, set.
Jared takes, stumbles coming out of there, wants to throw, does downfield, got a man wide open. Sam LaPorta, touchdown Detroit Lions.
Let's go. That's good. You like that? I told you it was on purpose.
And I wonder if that was a trick play, because now it looks intentional. You have Jared Goff fake stumbling, and then all of a sudden LaPorta comes screaming out the other side.
You did it on purpose?
Yeah.
You gotta be an actor?
You're like an action star.
I say so.
Hey, the running back makes it work, though.
Yeah, he's like flipping. See everybody was like, oh,
Jahmyr Gibbs faked falling. That was a nice trick play by Ben Johnson.
Hey, the whole crowd,
did they?
That play was called... Stumble bum.
That's from the series Quarterback on Netflix. You asked extensively about this whole thing with Ben Johnson. What did you find interesting?
Well, this is where I would call bull on his response in the clip that you guys played coming in, where he says, oh, you know, was I trying to audition for every day is an audit? Okay. You're here. The coach has already been fired. We've been talking about you being the coach since before the coach got fired. And you're up 27-14, I think. I don't think Jared Goff had it correct, but I think they're up double digits in the third quarter. Aren't there better uses for this trick play? Or is it that the Bears maybe would be the only team that would fall for this? I don't know. I think it was an audition. And that's what I wrote about at the time about that game was I went over to the Detroit locker room and was writing about Ben Johnson. And the story that I got from there was that Ben Johnson comes to Jared Goff early in the week and says, hey, I've seen this in their film. I've seen TJ Edwards bite when Jordan Love actually fumbled by accident. And then Jordan Love beat him over the top, not for a touchdown, but for a pretty good pass to the tight end wide open, which would be the guy that TJ Edwards would probably be covering.
I need to say a thank you before we get started. Because it was in December that if you hadn't taken the cheese on that stumble bump play, I don't know if I would have gotten this job. So thank you for that.
Not the thank you that he wanted. Maybe TJ Edwards doesn't ever get beat on that again. Maybe twice is enough. We'll see.
I mean, twice is a lot. And so
twice is a lot, including once for a touchdown.
Public fashion, yeah. Too. You're on Netflix getting beat. It's not just like you see it once in the film room after the game, and no, it's on Netflix now for you.
And Tanny, they did the side by side too. They showed the Packers play matched up with the Lions play.
And so, TJ Edwards
and
both
he
clips.
Does the exact yeah. same thing on it. It's like, oh man.
They circle him and highlight him too. Yeah. Like, oh, number 53, that guy. Yeah.
That guy right there. So why don't we go into the etymology of this? Let's hear what they had to say. What?
Oh, I'm trying to know if you're throwing to me or to the clip. I was going to tell you more about the sequence of how they got to this.
Well, they're going to tell you about the sequence on how they got to us, and we can compare notes.
Stumble bum. That was a Ben special. He came up with that one.
Hey, dance the Trey Wright classy. Stumble bum.
On Monday that week, I was in his office. We're just hanging out, kind of getting an idea of what he likes for the week. The first thing he showed me was the clip of Jordan Love actually fumbling.
Jordan Love under center, fumbles football, picks it up.
And running the same play from the previous year.
Throws it back left, wide open. It's Musgrave spinning, makes the catch. Luke Musgrave was wide open.
He said, you think you could do this? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, fumble? Like, you want me to fumble? I've never done that before, but like, I can try. I don't think that's the world we want to live in, is actually like purposely fumbling. But yeah, dude, if you want to see what it looks like, we can try it.
All we're trying to do is get the guy who's running with the sneaky, because it's TJ Edwards, who's like all over it. TJ Edwards, like, is all over. All we're trying to get him to do is take his eyes off it, and then we're going to sneak behind him.
So that was on Monday, and then by the time we got to Wednesday, we're like, hey, we're not going to actually put it on the ground. We're just going to pretend to fall. And I'm like, sure, yeah, that's no problem. I can sell you a fall, no problem.
180, what's that?
I actually almost fell on that one.
You know, if you fell, it would be
Don't
bad.
Tell me that. Don't tell me that.
That was the first one I've almost actually fallen. The other ones I've been under control. What I'm doing is I'm putting it in my right hand. I'm putting my hand on the ground.
Dude, we were going to have you put the ball on the ground.
No. Hey, did you see our play?
Not.
You don't think so? That won't get you?
And then as the week went on, it's like, hey, the running back needs to fall too. That's going to sell the play even more.
Hey, this stumble bum might take like that much longer for me to throw it, okay?
Oh, yeah. And actually, everyone up front, you're going to yell fumble.
Good job. Great job.
So yeah, we ran it, you know, three or four times through the week of like how we wanted it to look, and every time it looked good, every time it worked.
Yeah, that was all designed. I mean, let's think about it. When have we seen Jahmyr Gibbs fall when he's supposed to be getting the ball and Jared Goff stumbling around? That was a nice play, man.
Hey, look at 53. Look at 53. His eyes are on me. Sam's running right by him.
And that's also the 33rd touchdown pass for Goff this season. New career high.
Oh, that's my career high touchdowns. I just threw it. Yeah, 33. Thank you.
That's going to do it. 7 consecutive road victories for the Detroit Lions.
Cold weather, too. Crazy. How'd I do that?
The Lions set a franchise record. They win 13 games in a season for the first time.
You sold that stumble.
You like that? Did I get you?
It's such a good idea. We're like, can we kind of fake fumble on purpose?
Dude, that was
crazy. And it freaking worked, too.
I know. Worked like a charm.
That's courtesy of Netflix. Poor TJ Edwards.
Yeah, it was TJ Edwards, by the way, in case you couldn't figure out who was the guy.
They didn't make that clear enough.
The fact that they brought up his name 4 times.
And mentioned his number 4 times.
It was TJ Edwards, 53, from Wisconsin.
It's like, look at that guy. That guy, from number 53. TJ Edwards, that guy. Watch him. He's going to fall for it. Again, watch. Look right here. It's TJ Edwards, that guy.
You know what that is, though? Not to pick on TJ Edwards, who has been really excellent. Overall,
and a good guy. Like he's had a great run. You would have thought, considering the money, that the other linebacker would be the star, and it's been TJ Edwards. Yes. He's been the better player.
But here's the Ben Johnson part of this that I'm impressed by. It is obviously the cleverness of coming up with this, of seeing something in film and saying, hey, how can we take advantage of this? But it's more so seeing the way that the Bears are coached, and Matt Eberflus was gone at that point, but it was still the Matt Eberflus system and using that against them. Going at this team that is hyper fixated on turnovers, yet undisciplined, this is exactly the way to get them. Dangle a potential turnover in front of them, and then when they dive at it, hit them over the top.
There's a couple things that I really like. And again, I recommend it. And if you want to just watch, here's what I'll say, because maybe you don't have 7 hours to give to this. If you just watch episode 5, because that'll give you all of this stuff.
Okay.
As a Bears fan or a Bears observer, if you watch episode 5, you should kind of get the gist of it. But there's a couple things I wanted to note from this that I think are interesting. One, I freaking love Dan Campbell. And in there, multiple times, there was a week when they didn't have a lot of players healthy on defense. They had just lost Aiden Hutchinson, and they had lost Anzalone and a couple other.
Their game against Buffalo?
I think it was so. Like
50-45.
And he said to them, he was like, look, we're going for it on fourth down, guys. And he let them know that week in practice. He let the offensive guys know if we're not in like negative territory, we're going for it on fourth down. And the fact that he trusts his offense, he didn't trust his defense because of the injuries, but he trusts Jared Goff. And then there was the conversation in the game where they could have kicked a field goal and left a minute on the clock. And Jared Goff was like, I don't like this. We should go for it. We should go for it and we should end it. This is the team that we are. And Dan Campbell was like, Ben, what do you think? Give me a play call. And Ben shoots out a play call. They go and get it. They get the first down. They win the game. All of that stuff. I really like him. Now, that's going to bite him in the butt occasionally. But more times than not, it's cool.
I don't like teams being, I don't like people being critical of that when it doesn't work, because it has served him so well. And they were really on him the year where they lost the NFC title game against the 49ers in the second half. And it's like, you like this most of the time?
Until you don't like it.
When he keeps doing it, you don't like, this has been his thing. And it's so amazing to me that Dan Campbell turned out to be this genius hire when everybody thought at the time, This is a
Did you cover
joke.
Him when he was a coach in Miami? Was that before you?
No, he was just before me, or maybe while I was covering University of Florida. No, we didn't overlap, but people laughed at the Lions for hiring him to that job.
I laughed at him.
Nobody thought they were getting that right. Nobody thought also that they were getting it right with Jared Goff. That looked like just a bridge to whoever they were going to draft.
And he's still mad about that.
He's so petty about it at 30 years old with 9 figures in the bank and multiple Pro Bowls and playoff wins.
He's still
petty about it. I love it.
He mentions it in the show multiple times that he didn't like. And the thing that he's mad about is he didn't like the way that it went down. He's happy in Detroit.
Yeah, but you
can
see it's
Detroit.
His personality. He brought up the cold weather thing. Like he's so petty about this.
Yeah. The other thing that I noticed, and this is what you get if you watch all the episodes, but particularly episode 5. Jared Goff, there was a moment that I had like a flashback to the Bears, because Jared Goff it's a Monday, and they show him at his house and he's watching film. And he's like, yeah, I like to get a jump on the next opponent. So I want to go back and look at the next opponent, because there are some things that I want to offer to Ben before the game plan goes in for the game. And I was sitting there going, oh, okay. Now look, this is veteran versus rookie. This is a guy that's played a long time in the NFL versus a guy who's just getting his feet wet. That's where I want Caleb to get to. That he wasn't walking in the building blind on Wednesday going, here's the game plan. All right, I'm going to go execute it. He had thoughts on it. And I'm sure that that has to do with, one, being petty about being traded off of a Super Bowl contending team. Two, the expectation level of Ben Johnson. But when you compare that to Caleb talking about not having anyone to kind of help him run through some of this stuff, my hope is that a couple years from now, maybe next year, he's in the same boat where the initiative is on. He understands how important it is for him to be the person who leads that discussion instead of someone who's following that discussion.
One of the things you said in there that I immediately latched onto was you connected Jared Goff's work ethic to pettiness because he had been traded and disrespected. What would Caleb Williams have had to be petty about at that point?
I mean,
nothing. He does now, though.
Well, he's got a lot now.
He's got some things to.
He's got the CJ Stroud stuff. You know, he's got the Jaden Daniels stuff.
He's got his own struggles from last year. Mm-hmm. Being a quarterback of a 5-12 team, losing like he never has in his life. Now he's got some things to light that fire. I always think of this, to kind of make it relatable for most of us. I mean, if you'd asked me my freshman or sophomore year in college in class, am I working hard? I would have said, yeah. And then if you'd asked me my junior year, hey, were you working hard those first 2 years ago? No. I'd be like, well, I thought I was, but now I see what working hard really looks like in the classroom. And I think you'll have that for Caleb, but most people have to have some kind of setback or struggle or frustration that drives them to that. And I think another thing that we heard in there in the collection of Netflix clips with Jared Goff and Ben Johnson was Jared Goff reeling Ben Johnson in. The collaboration here of Ben Johnson comes in with this idea, and Jared Goff's like, I don't think
we should. No, we have to add this. It has to have.
Fumbling seems a little risky. Let's not do that. You know, it's hard for me to picture Caleb Williams, for all his confidence, coming in and giving feedback like that as a rookie. His personality is so complicated because he's been so successful. He made a ton of money before he ever got here. He comes from a family of success and money, and he has all this confidence. But I think there was still some very human, I'm 22, walking into a building where all my bosses are twice my age. Most of my teammates are 10 years older than me. This is not exactly the place where I just walk in and start calling the shots.
There's another confident young player that we need to talk about. He plays baseball. You can probably guess who it is. We'll discuss it next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3-2 on Judge. Here comes the payoff. Swinging a high fly ball, deep left center. Back goes Carl Armstrong to the fence. Leaping and makes the catch up against the wall. Pete Carl Armstrong made a very nice leaping catch. No runs for the Yanks. Judge is denied an extra base hit.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Nice little show of respect between Aaron Judge and Pete Carl Armstrong in that moment. A little tip of the cap by each guy to the other. PCA is like, I've never met Aaron Judge. Well, you robbed him, though. The lineup for the National League is in. This is how the National League will start against the American League in the All-Star game. Shohei Ohtani will lead off in DH. Ronald Acuna Jr. will play left field and bat second. Ketel Marte will play second base for the National League. Freddie Freeman will bat fourth and play first. Manny Machado will bat fifth and play third. Will Smith will catch and bat sixth. Kyle Tucker will bat seventh and play right field. Francisco Lindor will play shortstop and bat eighth. Pete Carl Armstrong will bat ninth and play center field. Paul Skeens will pitch for the National League.
Can I ask you a PCA question?
Of course.
So one of the things I love about Chicago as a sports city is that you have five teams in the four main leagues, and you just have these guys that take over in terms of the spotlight, the fame in the city. You even have it with the Sky with Angel Reese or Candace Parker at times. I mean, you have all of these potential people that could be the biggest name in town, and it's obviously him right now.
I think it's still Caleb.
Well, I was going to ask you what you think it'll be by the end of the calendar year.
Because there's still enough of a split baseball-wise, I think that it's still the quarterback of the Bears, and considering he's a number one pick. But PCA is the first player that I've seen in a while that breaks through some of that. Like Javi, to me, him and Javi are similar, and not just because they were traded for each other, but because there's a magnetism to them. There's some star power to them.
Caleb has that too. It's just this personality, not just good at your sport, but you have this personality.
He's
that
cool.
People would like you if you didn't play sports.
Correct. And I think PCA has got that too. And watching this thing turn into what it's turned into is pretty awesome. PCA has spoken about it over the last couple of days. Here's what he said about being an All-Star and playing in the All-Star game.
Definitely just getting to start the game with Kyle. I think that's going to be it's going to be pretty cool. But just as you know, that's my man. I've been so lucky to get to play alongside him all year. So he's a great teammate, and he's been really big for the club. Obviously, as obvious as that is. I just think that's special for me. It being my first time and everything, I kind of got somebody that I'm close to next to me, and maybe he can kind of show me the ropes a little bit, it being his fourth time doing it. So
you get peppered with all these questions, right, about other narratives. What are we missing that you feel hasn't been talked about when it comes to you?
Nothing. I feel like anything that hasn't been talked about, I'd rather keep not talked about until someone finds a way to bring it up.
Well said. Pete, thank you so much. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, you bet.
Fair enough. In his conversation with Zach Zabeman on the pregame show, I like this bite, and I like the fact that you're here, Jason Leisure.
Why?
Because we both are big King Griffey Jr. fans.
Oh, definitely.
And you even have a dog named Griffey?
Yes.
That's still correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep. Whew. Oh, man, I had the glove with the Ken Griffey Jr. autograph lasered into it when I was a kid.
Did you get any of the swingman shoes?
I had the spikes. My dad would get me the spikes for Little League. Yeah.
Is that when you didn't you throw like a no-hitter or something in Little League?
I don't think it was a no-hitter. It might have been like a one-hitter, but I was like 9 or 10 when that happened.
Rocking the Griffies.
I appreciate you bringing up the glory days. When we come back from the break, let's hit my college intramural time as well.
Well, Speaks loves to talk about his.
I was a multi-threat quarterback.
Man. So was I.
I could do it all.
Like they literally called me Slash. Back in intramural football.
I can't repeat what they called me. That's how good I was.
That's what I'm talking about.
You told Jason the Griffey story, right? The one that we all adore so much.
So the White Sox are getting ready to play. This is when Griffey is on the White Sox, and there was a long rain delay.
People forget that happened.
Yes, even though he had a pivotal play in the blackout game.
He did.
Like, maybe the most important outside of the home run.
Huge.
So they're you know how it is. Like, they get a time to get ready to go because the rain has stopped and the tarp is going to be pulled. And Konerko says to Griffey, "Hey, man, aren't you going to – you can get up and like do some stuff and stretch, get on back there." And Griffey points to his shoe with the Swingman logo. He's like, "That guy right there, he's ready. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about him. He'll be ready to go." The idea of being like, "See this? This is me on my shoe." They don't really just give out shoes to baseball players. "I'll be ready. I've got 600 home runs. You leave me alone."
Man, who else did have a shoe back then? I'm sure some guys do now, like Mike Trout and whatever. But back then, that was rare for a baseball player to have a shoe.
Tanny, can you think of any?
Especially not your own logo. Like Frank, obviously.
Frank had his own spikes.
The Big Hurts and his own Reebok logo. Right? Yeah, Reebok. Yeah. But we don't acknowledge that. I guess that didn't go so well when they tried to retro those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But, yeah, as far as your own logo in baseball, not at the time. You know, even Jeter was like just Jordan brand. So he didn't have his own thing per se.
Right.
Know?
It just falls under the Jordan. But I mean, that in itself is, an anointing that you're a baseball player with Jordan brand. But Griffey Jr. had his own. He's got the swing instead of the jump man. He's got the swing man, and he'll be ready. You don't have to tell him, PK. He'll be ready to go. Anyway, PCA has built a friendship with Ken Griffey Jr., and honestly, I can't think of a living legend that would be a better choice for PCA to build a friendship with then Ken Griffey Jr. Here's what he said about it.
"A lot was made when Ken Griffey Jr. got a hold of you in Japan and you guys connected. How often do you guys talk?"
Not so often, but he has made it incredibly clear that he would love it if I'd reach out whenever I needed.
Have you?
We talked in spring training. That was the last time we spoke. There's definitely a few times where I considered reaching out and being like, "Yo, you gotta fix me." No, I mean, it's funny. Like, we talked, and he was on the way to New Zealand to play golf, and he was just incredibly adamant about me reaching out. And I think that's just kind of bewildering a little bit from coming from him. But at the same time, like, he acknowledged that I am a left-handed hitting center fielder, and there aren't that many of us anymore. So we got to stick together, and I kind of loved that and appreciated that. So, I mean, like, listen, thinking about it now, I really should reach out all the time. But any cosign, any compliment from a guy of that stature is pretty impactful. So
you brought up something interesting to me. When you need to be, quote unquote, fixed, when something's going wrong and you need to get right, who do you go to?
We have this constant, we have a constant portfolio of work in the cage with our coaches. So they watch us every day, and, we got three really good dudes down there in PP Males and DK. So, any one of them really, but I would say I really go to work most with Males in terms of like the routine. But there's never really a fix to be made in the year, I don't think. I've tried, and it doesn't work. You know, it's about being able to compete and find some sort of production when you're feeling like death. So,
I feel like I should point out John Maley. When he says, "I'm working with males," I should point out that it's John
this
Maley.
This guy doesn't even know their names.
Yeah, he's just some males. That's all he's working out with is males.
Only males.
That's it. That's all the only people that he's working out with.
A couple things in there made me laugh.
What?
Well, at the beginning of the interview, he kind of, PCA throws out there that, like, yeah, Ken Griffey was adamant, reach out anytime. And is it Zach Zaidman talking to him? He said, "Oh, so have you?" Not really.
So look.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, you really should. And it seems like by the end of the interview,
He was like,
He's like, you know, I actually, not as much. I really should. Like, he clicked for him.
I had a similar moment at Summer League where, in a lot of ways, it was like a reunion for me. Like, I ran into a bunch of people that I hadn't seen. I saw Vincent Goodwill, was able to catch up with him. Saw a bunch of people. And one of the people I saw, it was so funny to me. Michael C. Wright, who used to cover the Bears down the dial. And Michael and I have been friends for a while. And, you know, I saw him. He's a former football player. Like, so he's a big dude. And he gave me a hug, and we were talking. And he's like, man, we should hang out more. You should reach out. And he's like, yeah, man. Yeah, you know, put my number in your phone. And I was like, here, take down my number. And we both had each other's number. Like, I called him, and I was like, he's like, man, I'm already in your phone. I'm like, you're already in my phone. Like, and it was a whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, I should do a better job. You're good at holding me accountable to that, because you say that to me too. Like, I should reach out to you if I got stuff going on. And when I have reached out to you. So I feel like that's growth in some. So I get it. I get PCA being like, I don't want to bother that guy with my crap.
He was adamant that he should reach out at any time. He was on his way to play golf in New Zealand. Which is usually what I'm doing when you guys have me on Tuesdays. I'm on my way to New Zealand to play
golf.
It's
true.
It's just part of my life. And Ken Griffey Jr. is adamant. And instead, they say, well, who do you go to if you're swinging? You know, males only.
Not males only.
Or no, how did he say it? Sorry.
No. But it's
you know what a good answer to that question would be? Griffey. Like, oh, okay.
But I think maybe we should give credit to Zach. Maybe Zach has convinced PCA that he should use that connect.
He figured it out by the end.
Well, how many of us don't do that? Like, how many of us have a connect with something we're like, I don't want to.
How many of us have a connection like that? That's the Ken Griffey Jr. of their field.
But even if it's not the Ken Griffey Jr. of the field, if it's someone where you feel like it's usually not a bother. Like, I've reached big homie status at this point.
Obviously,
I don't mind. If people be like, hey, can I run something by you? I don't care. You could call me with it or text me with it or send me an email. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, but what if I had that access and didn't? What if I was starting a podcast and I'd be like, I don't want to bother Lawrence about this?
I would be like, you could have asked me.
Someone would ask me, be like, yeah, Lawrence was adamant that I should reach out any time if I'm starting a podcast. Oh, how often do you do that? Not really.
I would tell you, you should probably talk with Adam Hogan, Adam Johns about that if you're going to start up a podcast. Congratulations to those guys.
Noted.
Man, that is a big deal.
I love the connection of Pete Crow Armstrong and Ken Griffey Jr. because he's not the same type of player necessarily that Ken Griffey Jr. is. But one thing that they have in common is it's really hard to be a thrilling, exciting baseball player out on the field. And they both bring that element to the game. They both bring that must-see TV of when the other team's watching, when the other team's batting, you still want to see what's going to happen because the ball might get hit to Griffey or it might get hit to PCA, and we'll see what they do.
Bringing in casuals. I think both guys have some claim to that. We need to keep talking about the Cubs, though. You said something in our pre-show meeting that we should discuss as we look at the first half of the season with the Cubs. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Cubs team and what they need to do to get themselves into contending, even though they're in first place. We'll explain next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like this team has played really well. We're obviously, this place is full almost every night, and I think that, you know, I think that we'll have the resources to make the moves we need to make at the deadline. That I'm very confident in.
That is Cubs President of Baseball Operations, Jed Hoyer, talking about the Cubs as they get ready for the second half of the season. We are in the All-Star break. Kyle Tucker will bat 7 tonight for the National League. Pete Crow Armstrong will bat 9th. Matthew Boyd is not scheduled to pitch. I think he said he would prefer not to pitch in tonight's game, even though he was named an All-Star for the first time. But I get it. If it doesn't break on the right day, you don't want to mess up whatever you got going on. Jason Leisure is in for Spieg. Spieg's got a couple of days off. He will be back on Wednesday. What do you think about the Cubs and where things stand with them?
Well, you just said Matt Boyd's not going to pitch or doesn't want. I mean,
yeah, he's not.
He couldn't take a batter or an inning or something.
The plan so far has been that he's not going to pitch.
He's 34 years old. I think he's waited all this time. He's been a journeyman the last few years. He finally gets this honor, this opportunity, this.
Yeah, but I think that he's more so like, hey, I'm having a great year. I'm going to make some money on the back end of this, and my team has a chance to win the World Series, so I don't want to mess up my routine.
I do like winning and money. Those are good reasons.
Yeah, so do I. It's a good day for that here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
I think that there are only so many opportunities. There's only so many seasons where you're sitting there and you have a chance to go for it, realistically, if you're the Cubs. And I think the argument is pretty clear that this is one of those seasons for them. I mean, they have the third best record in the league, I believe. And they have a top 2 or 3 offense in the league. They lead Major League Baseball in run differential. I think the question for them is, do they really, truly believe they have the starting pitching to win in the playoffs?
I would hope that they don't think they're good enough. I think they're weak at two positions. One of them is very important. The other one you can probably get by, but you prefer not to. Starting pitching is one. Third base is the other. If you look at what's going on with Matt Shaw at third base, he has struggled offensively. Defensively, he's been pretty good. And then you've got Brujan there too, and he's not good at baseball. So that's something. And you were thinking maybe you might be able to get Alex Bregman. But now the Red Sox have won 10 in a row. And they're, what, 3.5 games out of first place in the AL East? So
that might not be a thing. Things could change rapidly. Maybe they have a 10-game losing streak coming out of the break. But I look at the Cubs and I go, it's funny to me, like sitting down and really listening and watching how the National League Central is playing out, it's felt like, to me, the Cubs have been in control of this division all season long. Yet, they're the Brewers, one game back. And that, I think, should be terrifying for a Cub fan, that the Brewers had this awful April, May. Awful. Guys got hurt. They weren't winning games. It looked like it could be a clean walk. And the Cubs have played great baseball. They played great baseball. And yet, here you are with a one-game lead on those dudes. Scary.
Divisions go like that sometimes, though. Over the course of 162 games, there's parts where it starts to narrow, and then it widens again, and then, you know, you run away with it. That's not necessarily what's going to happen here, but it could. I think the real question for them is, do they have a shot at the Dodgers in the playoffs? And unless you're going to sit here, Lawrence, and say, well, the answer to that question is always no, because they're the Dodgers. You're just going to give up on going for and just admit every year we play for second place. Unless you're going to go that route, then I think this is a year where the Cubs have good justification to go for it.
I don't think that you should obviously be aware of what the Dodgers are, because they're so good. And you have at least three Hall of Famers and probably more inside of that lineup on a nightly basis. But I felt like this Cubs team, even with an imperfect starting rotation and an imperfect bullpen, can compete with anyone in the game. And you saw that this weekend in New York, where they went in there and they got the doors blown off on Friday and then came back and played really well. They've been competitive with the Dodgers. And it's regular season, and you manage the game differently in the postseason. And Craig Counsell hasn't had as much postseason success as you would expect with a resume like his. But this team shouldn't be scared of anybody. But I'm with you. You can help that. You can help kind of take some of that fear away if you're aggressive. Now, you've got 96 games down. You've got a few more to go until the trade deadline. I feel like they should be aggressive. I agree with Theo Epstein. He said this. Every opportunity that you have to win a championship is precious, and this is one of them. The division is here for you, and so is being competitive for a World Series. Go out and do stuff.
Do what you should do is go get starting pitching, I think. That'd be my priority, because while you make a good point about them in New York and them playing against the Dodgers and things like that, it's a different game in the playoffs, and it really is going to come down to starting pitching more than anything else. So the question for you is, are the guys out there that would vault you into that level of being able to go head-to-head with the Dodgers in the playoffs, and are you willing to give up future assets, give up those minor leaguers, those prospects to get there? And I would agree with Theo Epstein. I think that when you have the chance, you've got to take a swing at it.
And here you are with an opportunity to take a swing at it. Oh, by the way, look who's in the control studio.
Herb Howard's
pointing here.
Pointing to his watch. He is early.
He's early.
Herb Howard is 7 minutes early.
No, he was here. He was here 5 minutes ago.
12 minutes early.
Yeah.
All right. But I can't say it anymore. I can't say it anymore.
That's right. I believe I said that he would be here early. And I appreciate you backing me up, Herb Howard.
I appreciate him being on time, too. This is great.
You weren't expecting it, though.
Not at all.
I was expecting it.
Not in the least was I expecting it. But I will now. Now I will.
One of our favorite people, Herb Howard from It's the Bigs, is going to come and sit in and hang out with us. We'll talk Bears. People really enjoyed our conversation last time about covering football. There's a couple things I want to ask you guys about that next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.